with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he's willing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss an end to the war in Ukraine without requiring Putin to also meet with Ukraine's leader. A reporter asked President Trump what Putin has to do in order to secure a meeting with him.
You can meet with him. He doesn't have to agree to meet with Zelensky. Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that meeting?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
He also was asked about sanctions against Russia scheduled to go into effect tomorrow.
Is your deadline still standing for Vladimir Putin to agree with ceasefire tomorrow, or is that fluid now?
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointing.
Putin would not agree to a trilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump wants to change how the Census Bureau collects data, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that to destroy Hamas, Israel intends to take full control of the Gaza Strip and eventually transfer its administration to friendly Arab forces, as his security cabinet discussed a widening of its 22-month offensive. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 73, the S&P 500 declined 5. This is SRN News. A drag queen is expelled from an LGBT group, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Pride in Dallas has terminated its relationship with Arthur Lee Walker. The voice actor, who's also a drag performer, is accused by two young men of grooming them when they were teenagers. Walker had been scheduled to host an event for Pride in Dallas next month. Critics of drag shows have pointed out that the events are often sexual in nature and children should not be allowed to view them. Some states are passing laws to that effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympics Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the U.S. will not let men steal trophies from women. This is SRN News. Wildfire in France still burns in the south of the country, claiming one life. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The blaze, which started on Tuesday and quickly spread through a region battling weeks of dry and hot weather, remains uncontained. However, a drop in temperature overnight, combined with weakening winds, helped to improve the situation. The fire has swept through 15 communes in the Corbier Massif in the Aude region of France, destroying or damaging at least 36 homes. An investigation is ongoing to determine the cause of the fire, which has left behind a landscape of total devastation. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump on Thursday signed a memorandum requiring colleges to prove they do not consider race in admissions. This follows a Supreme Court ruling. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.